Hello, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. Anyway, so in this video, I'm looking at how Georgia and Russia have just restored normal travel between them, because about 4 years ago, the Russia banned flights to and from the Republic of Georgia. That was over some demonstration about Russian interference in the country. Putin's regime claimed this was Russophobic, which is preposterous. Obviously, people were ethnically Russian, are Georgian citizens. Plenty of Georgians moved to Russia, Russian restaurants in Georgia. And there's some indigenous Georgians who speak Russian as their first language, not as many as did a generation ago. But no, Putin will try to conflate opposition to his attempts to subvert democracies, to tyrannize, to commit murder abroad, with somehow being anti-Russian, which is absolutely preposterous, an outrageous lie by the most dishonest regime on earth. This Ukraine war obviously scared Georgia in some ways because they could be next to the hit list. Remember, for over 30 years, the Russian Federation has illegally occupied two breakaway regions of Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Now, these are the homelands of indigenous ethnic minorities. Comrade Stalin, one of the prolific mass murderers of all time, changed around the borders in the Caucasus. Remember, he was from Georgia. And The Abkhazians, this ethnic minority group, he put them as part of the Georgian Soviet Socialist Republic, and the Ossetians, he split them in the North Ossetians, their homeland, part of the Russian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic, whereas South Ossetia is part of Georgia. And there's only an accent difference between North Ossetian and South Ossetian. Bizarrely, their language is most closely related to Pashto, one of the languages of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Anyway, So relations were bad between the two. Remember 2008, there was the war during the 2008 Olympics when Russia invaded Georgia shortly after Dmitry Medvedev had become president. Now, Russia could easily take over the whole of Georgia if only got 5 million people. Russia's got 140 million people. And the army is obviously a commensurate size. Even an army as incompetent as the Russian army could win when they have a numerical advantage that enormous. But they didn't. They only went so far. And I foolishly thought this Ukrainian war would be something similar. They want to take a chunk of Ukraine, not too much. But obviously Russia would have taken the whole of it if they could have got away with it. So had Russia triumphed, then they may next have victimized Georgia and absorbed the whole thing. And that was a country they can quite easily conquer. Admittedly, its military has been beefed up, got a lot more modern equipment and training for the United States and elsewhere in the past 15 years, but probably still not enough to successfully resist Russia. Was a complicated relationship there, but Russia is such an important trade partner. It's so much bigger than Georgia. Georgia is very Western-oriented. Anyway, the high majority of Georgians, about 80% of them, want to join the European Union and indeed applied last year for European Union candidate member status, and they didn't get it. So it's not a very wealthy country. It's got very few mineral resources. It's got a small Black Sea coast. It's fairly mountainous. But it doesn't have the curse of the resource-rich country because it doesn't have loads of oil and gas like its neighbor, Azerbaijan. It's therefore had to try and do well through good governance, through sound education and so forth. Tourism, welcome people in. There are lots of digital nomads. Almost any nationality can go there for 365 days without a visa. If you want to live there and work online, earn your money elsewhere, pay tax elsewhere, that's absolutely fine. They won't complain because you're at least spending money in the country. Even South Africans don't need a visa to enter there. And South Africans need a visa for almost everywhere. Anyway, so the war began, and then to flee possible conscriptions, lots of Russians moved to Georgia, but they couldn't fly in unless they went by a third country, flew via Armenia, via Kazakhstan, via Turkey, via anywhere else. But if you're going to fly to Kazakhstan, first of all, wouldn't you just stay there? Or Turkey, wouldn't you just stay there? But Georgia is actually a very affordable place to live. Things were as little as a tenth of the price in the United Kingdom, particularly property, particularly if you go outside to Tbilisi, the capital. Remember, it means hot waters because there's hot springs. So people were crossing the border by train, bus, car, eventually bike, even walking across the border in the end. Huge queues. And so they eventually got in. And so there they are in Georgia. There's been a huge influx of Russian refugees, often men of military age, 18 to 35, trying to evade possible conscription into the Russian armed forces, sometimes bring their wives, their girlfriends, their children with them. Some of them have moved back. There's obviously been a boon to the Georgian economy, people spending money there. They're often wealthier people. People have got the possibility to earn whilst abroad, like IT engineers, those who are location independent. And that's boosted the Georgian economy. And relations between the two have warmed. They were in the deep freeze a few years ago. Mikhail Saakashvili, he was the I think the third president of independent Georgia. Remember, after Edvard Shevardnadze, that former Soviet apparatchik, was ousted in the Rose Revolution 2004. Shevardnadze was the last foreign minister of Georgia. And remember, his granddaughter, Sofia Shevardnadze, was a journalist on RT, that Russian propaganda channel. But so Mikhail Saakashvili is Western educated. He actually Georgian, first of all, university in Ukraine, as he speaks Ukrainian, as well as his native Georgian, Russian, English. He studied in the United States. His wife is Dutch. Police salaries 10 times because they're just unlivable. No wonder they're shaking people down for bribes. And played host to George W. Bush. Obviously, Putin did not like that. But anyway, he lost office some years ago. He later went to Ukraine. Mikhail Saakashvili became a Ukrainian citizen and indeed was elected governor of a region. But he went back to Georgia a few years ago, was arrested, charged with various crimes. He's in jail. He's very ill. He's been on hunger strike. He's in the hospital wing. People are saying that he ought to be set free. People have appealed for him. The Ukrainian government, remember, he's a Ukrainian citizen. I'm pretty sure he's renounced his Georgian citizenship to the extent that when he was questioned in court in his mother tongue, he insisted on replying in Ukrainian. But people say that the current Georgian government is too pro-Moscow. Yes, they've applied to the European Union, but really they're too friendly with Russia. Although they do have a reasonably amicable relationship, especially considering Russia's illegally occupying some of their nation. They still, I don't think, want to be absorbed by Russia, still would like free speech and fair trials and things like that. I know people claim that Saakashvili hasn't. I mean, just because I think Saakashvili has improved the economy, and like the way that he's pro-West and wanted a real democracy, the charges against him could be true. He was convicted, so far as I know, in a fair trial. People say, oh, they're trying to kill him in prison, but I'm not so sure about that. But obviously, it does well for Georgia to trade with Russia. They can't really afford to offend Russia and get more money in, people coming in, money for their flights for Georgian Airlines. So that's what they're doing. It's just partly financial reasons. You know, the credit crunch has hit them. Tourism is quite important to them. There's this cost of living crisis. They don't have any oil and gas. They can't really capture much wind power. You know, the Black Sea is not even that windy. Obviously, wind power is very expensive. So what are they going to do? Rely on the largesse of Russia of not poking the bear, of appeasing them as much as possible. They've got a Russian ally to the south, Armenia. They've got a NATO country, Turkey, beside them. Relations with Turkey, all right. Likewise, Azerbaijan. So it's trying to rub along with their neighbors. They've allowed Ukrainian refugees in as well, but they're not giving any money, saying, we don't have very much money to spare you. So you can come, but we're not going to look after you. You've got to have your own money or find work here. All right. Thank you so much for watching the channel. Goodbye.